going to start a few minutes early to try to give our next speaker a little bit extra time. A lot of our presentations so far have been about the theory of common criteria and how we can use it. Mr. Hank Chambers will be presenting the application of a collaborative protection profile.
So who was in here earlier about the overview or the introduction to a protection profile? Was anybody here for that discussion? So I do not go into the details of protection profile. I go into how it's used. If you don't understand some of the things I go through, I ask you to go back to his topic when the presentations are distributed, so you can kind of understand some of the background. He did a good job of explaining how protection profiles work. So this is an application of a protection profile that Global Platform has put together for the trust institution environment. So first, here we go. So for those of you who don't know who Global Platform is, we are a standards organization, roughly 100-some-odd members, and divided into three large committees. One of those committees is for device, which is concentrated on the trusted execution environment. A systems committee, which is for the cloud-type messaging, and a card committee, which is for secure elements or roots of trust. And we're divided among a lot of different verticals, from premium content, transport, retail, government, and so forth. We have quite a few work products, those being some like specifications that we do that are free to download, configurations that put those specifications into functions for a product, training, which I'm one of the main trainers for Global Platform, industry education for white papers and technical documents, seminars. Today we're talking more about the certification that we're working on. So in particular, we're talking about the protection profile for TEE. So what is TEE? Just for a quick summary, a TEE is a trusted execution environment Global Platform defines as a secure memory space on a device. It ensures that the applications that are in the TEE are executed properly, encrypted, they're isolated, the data is protected, and as they're running, there's a firewall in place between other applications so that we don't have to worry about their having two applications interfering with each other, as well as it provides end-to-end security. So an off-device system can talk securely to an application on the device. So we have, over 100 members as our member base. Of those members, service providers, equipment manufacturers, labs, chipset manufacturers all come together and they produce the TEE specifications. Out of those specifications, we put together a functional program that makes sure that the products that are produced are compliant to our specs. Out of that, we have produced a protection profile and have started the security certification. So this is a collaborative effort between many different organizations or many different companies in our organization. We go beyond this, and I'll show that in a few moments. So in short, a protection profile defines a target of evaluation, as talked about earlier. It identifies assets to be protected. It does functional requirements, security requirements on how to protect those assets. So we've identified protection profile has been officially listed on Common Criteria Portal. If you go to the Common Criteria Portal and look for Global Platform or TEE, you'll find us listed under the devices. So the target of evaluation for the protection profile is specifically the TEE itself. So every point where a TE has a connection to an outside resource, as in the a boundary going to the rich operating system, or a interface to a trusted app, or any other outside communications, is a point that we want to evaluate to make sure that that is protected against any possible manipulations or exploitations. So it does not include the trusted applications itself, or the rich operating system, or the client applications running the rich operating system. It is simply the TEE in its essence. So the TEE itself is a kernel level protection. So it requires a secure boot. It requires that there is a secure or a state of cryptography. We require at least an AES or a RSA 2048 ECC in our specifications. We do, and part of our protection profile is to roll back and monitoring of the integrity of the system, and also the memory management. Again, making sure that applications are not interfering with each other. So some of the assets that in particular we're protecting are the TE identification, the rich the random number generator, the application code, data, keys that it's using, instance time, runtime, data initialization, the storage that's being used, the root of trust. We also have the looking for rollback attacks, looking at persistent time, and also a debug. So going to an example of what the protection profile, what it contains, and to make sure that we understand that kind of an idea, of a detailed idea of how we approach this. So we have a list of threats that we have put together. Our security team, we are divided into committees and into work groups, and each work group may have different specialties. We have a security work group that puts together a series of threats. And they define those threats of what can happen or how can a TEE be attacked or manipulated. So if you go through these, you can see there's a clone, flash dump, RAM number generator, RAM, a rollback testing, persistent time rollback, and other attacks that can happen to a TEE. So our first process in writing this protection profile was identifying these attacks. So now I'm going to take a little bit closer look at one of these, the TRAM. So in this case, the threat identifies that a user or an attacker is trying to get RAM, some code RAM of the TEE. And if they get it, what can they manipulate? Or how can they manipulate it? So then we define security objectives. And those objectives are, these are ways that the TEE functions. Through their initialization of the TEE to make sure all memory space is initialized at the beginning, runtime confidentiality, runtime integrity, TA isolation so that no TA can get a hold of the memory from another TA, and the TE isolation itself, that it is isolated from the rest of the system. Out of these, as mentioned before, there is a series of requirements, a common criteria is put together, and we use these requirements to define how are we going to properly secure the TEE. And so each one of those lists is able to be found on the common criteria portal that lists in nice wording what is this requirement in order to protect the TEE. So out of these attacks, we then put together a calculation of if the attack was to be identified and then export or then be able to be exported. So If we have, we have a series of our expert group, or I should say the expert group puts together a list of these attacks and then assigns values to them. And we've, for the TE, the evaluation value is up to 21 points. So if you are expecting an attack that is greater than 21 points, then you're either going to have to use something else, some kind of root of trust, the store your stuff secure element, or don't put it in a TEE. Otherwise, up to 21 points, your data, your application can't be protected. So, and this is, these points are awarded for each one of these attacks based on the expertise of the people looking at it, the time it will take to do the attack, the tools available to do it, the knowledge, and a number of products that are out there that can be evaluated or manipulated. So, looking at taking that protection profile, we then go through and do a certification program on how this is being used in a real market. So first off is that we want to make sure this is market driven. We're dealing with products that are usually mobile devices or Internet of Things devices, and these do not have 2-3 year life cycles. They may have 6 months to a year life cycle. So we targeted our evaluation to take place in 3 months. One-third of that time being the analysis, and two-thirds of that being the testing. Now, this is from the time the product comes into our security secretariat until the time they get a certificate. So we limit ourselves, or our goal is to do this in 3 months worth of time. What it provides to our end users or to our customers is that they have a risk management support. They know that the TEE's been tested. They know that the vulnerabilities have been evaluated. The developers and verticals friendly, so we're looking at a platform level certification, making it reusable. We're looking at the collaboration effort. We are working with other standards bodies, FIDO, TAF, IFA, the CC certification body. We're a level one, or level one, is that the right word? I think it is, of ISO. I remember the name. We're partnered with ISO, with ITC. We're currently working with Hollywood Studios on how to protect their content through a TEE. So, as of last year, toward the end of last year, the certification became fully operational. The technical committee, again, writes the protection profile and publishes it through the common criteria. We have several modules that are still under development. One of those is for the secure media path. As I mentioned, we're working closely with Hollywood Studios on how to secure their media. You have trusted user interface that allows for a user to interact with the application in a trusted way. Biometric APIs. And the SE API, or Root of Trust API. So we're currently putting together, or have the base security functional text plan for the basic TEE, and under development, many other modules. So we have the evaluation secretariat, or security secretariat, I should say, does actually evaluates or manages the certification process. So they have the lab accreditation guidelines and lab vendor agreements. And currently we have 3 accredited labs, APLUS, Riskier, and Thals. And I know that Riskier has a, and also BrightSight both have a booth over in the other room. So if you want to talk to them about their, about what they are doing on this protection profile and how they're certifying it. And I know UL is also one of our labs that have been pre-certified to do the certification. So how does it work? The vendor puts together documentation on the request, what their security target is and their vendor agreements, and to give that to our secretariat, our security secretariat. After the secretariat, also the vendor puts together other documentation for the lab itself, which includes guidance on how to use their product, some tools if they have any, interface architecture, test results, code, and so forth. Once they get approval from the secretariat to move forward, the documentation is complete. They then communicate to the lab. And the lab will do about a month time of vulnerability analysis, go through the documentation to identify any vulnerabilities that need to be tested. They'll put together a test plan and then do the penetration testing. So again, our goal is to have about one-third of the time doing the analysis and about two-thirds of our time doing the penetration testing and then producing an evaluation report. Once that evaluation report is complete, it goes back to the secretariat for evaluation, and then a certificate is issued. And our goal is to do this within 100 days. We currently have one product that went through this process from Trustonic. Any Trustonic in a room? No, okay. So they recently announced that they have 1 billion TEEs on the market. Did anybody here have Samsung or LG phones? Yeah, so you have a TEE on your phone, whether you know it or not. Well, I see Brian's in the room, so talk to him about TEE. So our application of TEE. So the technology is starting to be rolled out. We're hoping to have more TEE vendors come through. I can tell you that we had 2 other vendors try to come through the testing, and unfortunately, they were not able to make it. So we do have a pretty rigorous evaluation, even though it's only officially EAL level 2. We do offer also I'm conscious of my time because I know I'm right before lunch and I'm sitting between you and your food, so I want to make sure I don't go over my time. So on our evaluations, we have a full evaluation. We also offer a delta and a fast track. So in a full evaluation, when a software and a chip comes through our system to be evaluated, or a device comes through our system to be evaluated, the first time it comes through goes through the full evaluation. If there's a small change in that device, but this does not really affect the target of evaluation, let it go through a fast track. So we're looking at only going through some base penetration testing of anything that might have changed or might have been added. On the delta evaluation, again, it has to be the same type of target evaluation. The product itself cannot be changed, but there may be some other changes to the target as functionality increases its surface of exploitation and so forth. Adds more functionality, in other words, or adds more interfaces. So we allow for the delta to come through our system, and for those to be reevaluated at an expedited manner. So the still kettle benefits are to make sure that we have the service providers can trust that their applications, their systems are on a trusted environment that has been certified. We have chipset manufacturers and OEMs that are able to prove that they're certified, that prove that they're secure. We have national certification bodies that are, again, looking at the common criteria as their standard for certification acceptance. Many industry bodies we're working with, so this is a very collaborative effort on our protection profile. And we have the security labs. At this point, we have notice we have 8 security labs that are currently working on our evaluation. As we continue with more and more modules, we hope to get more and more labs. So if you are a security lab that interested in TEE, come talk to me. And with that, that's my presentation. We have any questions? So informative, we actually have a protection profile being used. Isn't that great? Smiles? Yeah.
please.
The initial time that the vendor would have to put the documentation and the SD, that's not included in the 100 days, right?
It's not, no.
And do you get involved with that?
So some of our members, like UL, does consulting in that area, so they would be able to help a vendor that starts to come through the process. I know that there's a couple companies located here that I've talked to at this event that do the consulting on helping vendors go through a protection profile or actually any kind of testing. They help them line up and get that testing done. So we do not as an organization, as Global Platform does it, but our members do it.
And for the rigorous evaluation during those 100 days, is the work distributed among labs for their expertise in certain areas, or is given to one lab, or how does
So the vendor decides which lab that they would rather use. So there is the secretariat can recommend a lab, or the vendor themselves already have a relationship with the lab. So understand the lab has to have an NDA because you're giving your code and your product to that lab. So whichever lab vendor that you prefer, or again, we can give a recommendation, you set up the agreements with, then enter the lab for testing.
Okay, thank you.
So any other questions? So I really thank you for your time. I am actually 1 minute ahead of schedule, so you have 1 minute to beat the cryptography team down the hall before they get all their food.